advocates at a recent state Senate hearing said, without a centralized database, the state and parents don't know how districts are doing. Angela Wendling says one of her sons, who is on the autism spectrum, was unfairly secluded and restrained at school.
As a parent, I would like to know how common these incidences are, how common these failures are. I would like to know how often schools are doing this, and how can we even work to fix this problem if we can't even follow the trends?
Nationwide, students with disabilities are restrained and secluded more than their peers. A report found the same was true in Wisconsin's 2013-2014 school year. But it also admitted the data is incomplete due to the lack of statewide reporting. Miranda Suarez, Wisconsin Public Radio.